Making talk radio great again. This Boom with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to put off that medical segment for a second because I actually have three videos I want to get to addressing that. And instead, let's go to this crazy 4.5-minute clip from The Rogan Show with Anna Paulina Luna. It's almost like we've been gaslit on this so much that nobody cares. But otherwise, this is shocking in clip six.
I can also tell you, and this might sound crazy, but based on our investigations and stuff that we've seen, okay, there is definitely something that I think would rival what we know currently with physics and a tech that potentially is out there that we don't have the ability to reproduce, because it would basically be like dropping a cell phone, right, off back during the time of maybe caveman. So like, we just don't have the tech to develop it yet. What I can also tell you is, based on our interviews, and this has been something that you can go back and watch with the congressional hearings, but I was actually able to ask some of the witnesses, you know, what are these things? And they keep saying interdimensional. And then when you talk about the interdimensional aspect of, you know, are these things pre-existing, maybe outside of what we currently know as our own dimension, that stuff can kind of all sound crazy. But at the end of the day, you know, my job as an investigator is to receive all the information, decipher it, and then ultimately, from a congressional aspect, if you do have contractors that are withholding information or operating outside of the purview of the federal government, I mean, there's budgetary issues, but there's definitely something that I can tell you with confidence that exists that we don't know how to explain currently.
So when you say that it operates outside our understanding of physics, what specifically are you saying? Like, what happened?
To I guess, break it down in simple terms is that I think that some of the tech that exists, that whatever these things have, these energy things have.
What do you mean?
Well, they call them interdimensional beings. I think that they can actually operate through the time spaces that we currently have. And that's not something that I came up with on my own. That's based on stuff that we've seen. That's based on information that we've been told. And then also, too, I think that there's this historical aspect of, you know, this gets into the deeper theories and concepts of religion. And I think the history that we currently know, and that kind of spins off into another topic of, you know, you have the modern day Bible, you have this aspect of Bibles books of the Bible that have been removed that explain and kind of touch on these topics. And I think that we're in a time and age where you have such a vast amount of information that we have access to via social media, via your cell phone, via the internet. And so it's really changing the way that we understand, you know, the origins of life and the spiritual reality that we know.
When you say interdimensional beings, that they know that these are interdimensional beings, how do they know that?
Based on testimony would be based on witnesses that have come forward. But what I can tell you is
Were told that they were interdimensional?
No, that they've seen things. And what I can tell you without getting into classified conversations is that there have been incidences that I believe where very credible people have reported that there have been movement outside of time and space.
That's very vague.
Yeah. So, look.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Look. Have I seen a portal open? No. Have I seen a spaceship? Personally, no. Have I seen evidence of this? Yes. Have I seen photo documentation of aircraft that I believe were not made by mankind? Yes. Is there historical significance to this? Yes. Is there multiple events that go back to, I would argue, maybe even before the time of Christ that have documented this in text? Yes. So do I believe that the government has access to certain technology? Yes, to an extent. And I believe that certain contractors potentially have back engineered this tech. I think that that's what can explain the advancements that we're seeing. But I also believe that this is a dangerous level of hidden information from the American people, because if you have an aspect of the federal government, which I can tell you, I, with two other members of Congress, were denied access to information at Eglin Air Force Base pertaining to whistleblowers because of the fact, and we can get into that story on what happened at Eglin in a second, but we were denied access and told that we don't have security clearance or the read and authority on a special access program.
Which
that's
to
a
me is a, that's a lie. Congress should be above these federal agencies anyway. All right, we'll follow up with that and other news on the other side of this break.
You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. Give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theultrasore.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know.
I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, thealexostore.com.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Humans have 116 days until the alien spaceship reaches Earth, as it could save or destroy us. The unexplained object hurtling through the universe has baffled scientists. One believes it's aliens. Oh, you know, if you've studied the topics that Anna Paulina Luna was just getting into, it's a little easier to understand the framework here. A lot of this stuff is declassified. When it comes to remote viewing, tons of books. Some books, they just publish the declassified documents. Other books are from eyewitness testimony and researchers. You can buy them on Amazon. I got really into this stuff when I was reading books in prison. Now I just got stacks of them. You also have declassification on UFOs or UAPs. You also have declassification on mind control. Now, this is all like still relatively new. And you could say, well, this is from the 60s or the 70s or the 80s. Well, it's still relatively new in the longer timeline. But then she says there's actually evidence of this dating back before Christ. See, now you're getting into the real juice. Now you're getting into the real secrets. Now you're getting into how the whole planet could be under a control of a society or even an entity that we can't even see, understand, or comprehend, except to just witness developments and say what's causing this. But see, that's why the evolution theory is such an attack on human history. That's why the theory of evolution, aside from perhaps your religious or spiritual angle of it being an attack on God, an attack on the creator, it's an attack on anthropology. It's an attack on you understanding humanity and its history. There have clearly, it's so well documented, folks. There have clearly been multiple civilizations of high intellect with extreme technological abilities that have come and gone throughout the ages for thousands of years. And it would appear, based off of this research, that about every 3,000 years or so, there's some sort of a cataclysm that wipes it out, and then we reset. So maybe there's something that holds over. Maybe there's a surviving secret society or a different type of life form that always survives this and kind of keeps learning and adapting as we're like young and new now in this new age. This is all well documented. It's not even controversial. I mean, most of this stuff you can go feel and see and touch for yourself. The pyramids, the megaliths, the wonders of the universe. So you do wonder, though, what is going to happen? Is it going to be another cataclysm? that the secret societies or the alien entities, whatever it is another cataclysm that's going to wipe out the Earth, and they're just preparing us for that? Or is there really going to be some sort of an alien revolution, or there's going to be an alien symposium, and oh, now they're going to tell you the truth? Feels like it's all kind of going in that direction. And then she talks about, well, you know, what would this do to religion? What would this do to spirituality? See, so she's kind of, it's like she's letting you into these conversations a little bit. Now, you can believe, I mean, you can believe any of this is real or not, but this is all declassified government documents, dozens of books, basic anthropological, archaeological artifacts that you can go see, you can go touch. Yeah, the history of civilization, the history of this planet, that's the big cover-up. That's the big cover-up. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the skies. I don't know what's going on out there in space. I don't know what's going on in the different dimensions. But I know right here on Earth, we've been lied to about what's happened. That I do know. Now, I want to get into this health news. We had a caller bring this up. And I've got a video here with a local story of exactly what he's talking about. Now, this woman was lucky because she got a local media source on this and saved herself who knows what type of financial ruin. But this is the type of stuff we're talking about. It shouldn't be this way. Listen to this story in clip 9.
Seeing your baby in so much pain was just like the worst feeling as a mom.
Jessica Farwell is describing frantic moments from October 2022. A rice cooker fell off her kitchen counter, severely burning her six-month-old son, Brody.
The water just made his skin instantly, like, bubbled up. I was just like, is his face going to start bubbling? Is the skin going to start peeling off?
Panicked, Jessica rushed Brody to the Sutter Antioch emergency room.
But they gave him fentanyl through his nose for the pain because he was just screaming. And they said that they didn't have a burn unit, so they were calling an ambulance. But, you know, it was the end of COVID, so there was no ambulances available, and there wasn't going to be an ambulance for like 7 hours.
She says doctors deemed it medically necessary to transfer Brody to Shriners Children's Hospital in Sacramento. Instead of waiting 7 hours for an ambulance, Jessica asked if she could drive.
I said, no, I'm sorry, you can't. I can't let you leave with him. I already called the helicopter. They're on their way. He basically told me there was nothing I could do. I had to go on the helicopter.
A 15-minute helicopter ride that cost nearly $90,000. She says doctors assured her she would not get the bill because the hospital was requesting it and she had insurance.
I was just absolutely terrified. I don't like to fly. So I just, you know, I'm breaking down. He's screaming. It was just awful.
Upon arriving on the helipad, she fell into another trap, a required ambulance ride to get to the hospital entrance, which was only 0.3 miles away.
You literally can walk across the street to the hospital quicker than that ambulance could have brought us there. And they charged me $10,200.
This look says it all.
In no world does a 0.3-mile drive seem like it should add up to a $10,000 bill.
Brody's second-degree burns were treated, and he was discharged the next day. But a couple months later, Jessica faced another battle. Bills amounting to more than $100,000 for the 15-minute helicopter ride and the 0.3-mile ambulance ride.
I just couldn't believe my eyes. We got hit with a $600 waiting fee. And there's a fee for it being a nighttime service, and there's just every single fee that you can think of.
Despite what she says doctors promised her, Jessica's insurance only covered less than half of the helicopter bill, leaving her on the hook for more than $57,000. And only a fraction of the ambulance bill was covered, leaving her responsible for more than $7,300.
What am I supposed to do?
All of this unfolding shortly after she quit her job to help care for her children.
I've got the hospital, I've called my insurance, I've called the ambulance companies numerous times, and it's been 3 years, and then they wouldn't listen to me, wouldn't talk to me even. They just keep giving me the runaround.
Then came constant calls from collection companies.
Who can help? So I Googled, like, investigative reporters, and ABC 7 on your side came up. And
that's when she called us. Our team reached out to all the parties involved, and the helicopter company waived the $57,000 bill.
And they called and they said, we're closing your account.
Now think about
done.
That.
We will never bill you again.
A huge weight lifted.
So
I don't know.
That's good, guys. It's about to end. Think about that. They knew that this is so bad. This is so egregious that they dropped a $100,000 bill. Think about that. Have you ever heard of anybody dropping a $1,000 bill because of public pressure from the media? Have you ever heard of this? That's how big of a boondoggle this is. That's how big of a scam this is. They were like, $100,000. Well, I guess they didn't need the money, huh? Guess they didn't need that money. So they figured, we're going to eat $100,000 instead of letting this story get public, because that's how bad this looks. Yikes. But don't worry, guys. Plenty of money for foreign countries. Plenty, 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 plenty. While Americans have to go through that. All right, a couple other health stories here that I've been sitting on. Mammograms. Good, bad? Is this all more propaganda to feed the big pharmaceutical industry? Listen to one doctor's take in clip 4.
This here is why I never have and never will get a mammogram.
Data has come out about mammography, getting a mammogram, that shows that for every 10,000 people that you give a mammogram to, 8 people will die that would have never had breast cancer from breast cancer. Now, you can justify using a mammogram and say, well, hundreds of people will be saved by getting mammograms. There is a ton of data that actually shows there's a 52% overdiagnosis when using mammography. That means that we are treating a great deal of people that would have never died of breast cancer in the first place just by doing the mammogram. Why are we getting mammograms and telling women to get mammograms on a yearly basis, especially if they have dense breast tissue, when the radiation from the mammogram can actually cause breast cancer? And they've done long-term studies on this. I actually read a Cochrane Review, which is the most prestigious research entity that exists. It's a huge meta-analysis of multiple studies, and basically said, in a study of node-positive cancers that were saved within screen pre-screens versus controls, screen would be a mammogram, there was a 0 net effectiveness rating. So just keep that in mind. Ultrasound and thermogram should be the standard.
America, land of the fee, home of the scam. Yep. Now, this one is a little more, maybe you might say, disturbing with the subject material. And yet, here it is again. Here's the corrupt medical industry finding a new way to use people and profit themselves in clip 5.
If you're a mom or you plan to be ever and you haven't seen this clip, you need to watch it.
20 years. Currently, I've reversed it by 13 years. I received a second dose of exosomes that are 180 billion derived from ethically sourced C-section birds here in the USA. They are derived from the umbilical cord of these deliveries. They are the real deals.
In case you're wondering what all that meant, it means that this woman is using stem cells and exosomes from cord blood and placentas as an anti-aging product. And although ethically sourced sounds great, I highly doubt that you were told that the blood that belonged inside your baby or that was left inside the cord going to be sold for profit to medical industries and skincare industries. When you're in labor and the baby is navigating the birth canal, up to 30% of its blood can be squeezed and pushed back up the cord into the placenta, making the baby smaller to navigate the birth canal. Once the baby comes out, your placenta contracts and pumps that blood back to your baby, which is why you want to wait for white, not delayed cord clamping or 1 minute. Any blood left inside the cord is full of life-sustaining nutrients for your baby, and it's important that they get those. But I digress. The medical system is meant to work on informed consent. Informed, meaning you're going to be told what they're going to do with your baby's blood and your cells, and consent, meaning you actually allow this to happen. The last time I checked, I've never heard of a mom consenting to the hospital profiting off her baby's blood. Let me know your thoughts. Did you know that this was happening?
Yeah, and they do the same thing to the aborted babies as well. They do the same thing in the Orvin harvesting game. Did you hear about this one? A man declared dead, almost had surgery to donate his organs, but he was still alive. Feds investigating after Kentucky man's organs nearly removed while he was still alive. Man wakes up during organ harvesting procedure, prompting federal investigation. HHS says it will begin reforms after federal investigation finds horrifying problems. And then, of course, that became an issue from the HHS just a couple weeks ago. It's crazy. And, you know, I I'm not a negative person. I'm really not. I'm actually a very positive person. I love life. And if you run into me in the streets, you're 98% chance going to see me with a smile. And you're going to feel a positive energy aura. But my issue is that I have this bugaboo where I just, untapped potential drives me nuts. Drives me nuts. So I mostly internalize that, but like, I see the potential for our country. I see the potential for America. I see the potential for our people. And it's just like, we're just getting scammed and screwed and lied to and robbed up one side and down the other. It's like, we don't have to have a healthcare industry that's trying to screw us every way when we walk into a medical institution. We don't have to live like this. You don't have to have a situation where you can't even trust a hospital or a doctor. We don't have to live like this. We don't have to live in a country where you can be making 150, 200 grand a year, still living paycheck to paycheck. We don't have to live like this. We don't have to live in downtowns and metropolitan areas riddled with crime and decay. So it's like, I see the potential. I'm not a complainer. I'm not complaining that all of our money and everything gets stolen. I mean, I am, but it's just more like, hey, guys, we can fix this. Hey, guys, we don't have to spend $20 trillion in the last 25 years in foreign countries. We don't have to do it. We don't have to have leftist progressive prosecutors and judges putting criminals back on the streets day after day after day. So I can't help it. No, life is great. Life is beautiful. I enjoy life. I encourage you to do the same, but I can't help the fact that I see the potential for this country. We could truly live in the greatest country on earth. We could get closer to that potential, but man, we better start being honest about all these scams. We better start being honest about how our money is getting stolen from us and given to foreign and special interests. We better start being honest about how broken the judicial system is and parts of our culture are. We better start being honest about this and then thinking about the youth and saying, okay, maybe we blew it, but let's not hand it over to the next generation of American leadership and innovation. Let's not hand over what we have destroyed, potential that we've destroyed. Let's not hand that over and pretend like we don't know what we've done here. Let's address it, try to find a vision, and then give the youth an opportunity to fix it. All right, we're going to take some more calls here as we're about halfway through the show. What about your potential? What are you doing to reach your potential? Well, health-wise, vitality-wise, we have options for you to reach that potential at thealexjonesstore.com. Including our brand new product, the Colostrum Plus supplement, supports immune health, promotes gut integrity, aids in muscle recovery, enhances cell protection, and boosts nutrient uptake. Bovine Colostrum Plus cellular recovery and defense matrix. Fuel your cells, feed your gut. Just went live at thealexjonesstore.com. And when you subscribe today, you can get up to 50% off. So when you become a subscriber for AutoShip for this product, you get a discount. You have it on AutoShip, which also means that we will hold back supply for you. A lot of these products sell out. But when you're on AutoShip, we hold back that to make sure that your order is fulfilled. And you support this and all of our transmissions here and the crew to keep us on the air, thealexjonesstore.com. And yes, you do get multiple entries into our raffles and giveaways as well. So just kind of an added bonus when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. Multiple entries into our raffles and giveaways. Right now, it is a Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. And when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, that's how you can win. If you're a VIP member, you get bonus entries, and that will increase your odds of winning. And so that's all happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We appreciate your continued support. You know, maybe I'll just do one more thing on the health angle here. And if you've been listening to me for a long time, you know I'm very anti-sunscreen. That's not me telling you to never wear it, all right? I'm not sitting here saying go out in the sun for 8 hours without seeing sun for a year without sunscreen. And yet you're going to get burnt to a crisp, okay? So just calm down. But generally speaking, sunscreen is probably a net negative. But aside from what you want to do with your skincare, listen to this guy's point as he's out at a very beautiful natural lake. And then what happens when all these people show up in their sunscreen? What happens to the water here in clip 8?
The problem with these tourists behind me, with these fat asses and all of that, they're putting their sunscreen on. Oh, yeah, I want to show my bikini to all the people. But the problem is that when they go into the lake, it's going to go in the lake and pollute it. That's why when you go in these mountain lakes, don't wear deodorant, don't wear sunscreen, because, yeah, maybe you want to try to look sexy and all of that. Well, beautiful lake here. Usually you can drink it, but today now I can't. See, I'm ginger, and I rarely use sunscreen, so I don't think you need it, baby, all right? All right. See you there.
I like that guy. So aside from what you want to do with your own skincare routine, you are basically poisoning the water. Now, some sunscreen is better than others. There are some natural sunscreens. Like, funny enough, it was AOC that brought this up, and she was trying to get something done with this. Really, she should probably reach out to HHS and to RFK Jr. He would be on board. But in Europe, they basically have these standards for sunscreens, and AOC was trying to introduce some of these standards into our market, and, you know, she kind of got ridiculed and laughed at, but it is actually a serious thing. Honestly, when you spray these sunscreens, this happens to me all the time because in the summer I like to go swimming in the morning, and I'll just be standing there either about to get in the pool or drying off, and somebody sprays the sunscreen a couple lawn chairs down or whatever, spray, and it's just like, oh my gosh, this is like chemical warfare. And you can, it's like stings your nostrils, it's nasty, it tastes like chemicals, ugh. Says not for consumption. When you put it on your skin, you're consuming it, by the way. And then, oh, there's a rise in skin cancer. But have you ever seen it? You could see it at a pool, or like if you'd like to swim in a local creek, or like we have Barton Springs down here. It's like if you get to these bodies of water before anybody else, and you get in and you can see the water's nice and clean. Like if you go to Barton Creek at like 5 a.m. or whatever when it opens, okay, it'll be nice and clean. And then by noon, after everybody else has gone down there in their sunscreens, you'll see like a little film. You'll see like a little film on the surface of the water. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. It looks like a little oil slick or something. And it's kind of discolored, but you can see it. It's not there in the morning. And then after a couple hours, everybody getting in with their sunscreen, all of a sudden that natural body of water, nice clean water, all of a sudden it's got that little film on it. Where are the environmentalists? Come on, guys. Where are all the people? We don't want to poison our water with this sunscreen. Probably something that people are going to learn pretty soon.
Right now, for only 7 days, we're having the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. About to break it all down right now. For 1 week only. We have launched the biggest sale ever on collectible bullion, silver coins, and our amazing collectible knives at thealexjonesstore.com. The sale is Blades and Bullion Super Sale. Now, ladies and gentlemen, despite the fact that we're about to sell out of the remaining collectible coins that are limited edition, they'll never be made again, and our incredible World War II updated Spartan trench knife with a skull crusher and the brass knuckles and the 10-inch stainless steel razor-sharp double-edged blade, and this incredible 6-inch battle dagger, despite the fact they're selling out, we are offering all of these products at up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if I went into a knife shop and I saw these knives for this price, and they weren't even inscribed with 1776 or Tip of the Spear or InfoWars, I would still get them because I'm a knife aficionado and I know the best. And the reason that is because these are the knives I love. These are the knives I think are the best. It took us over a year to get a supplier at a decent price with high quality for this bad boy right here. And it's selling out quick. Got an amazing inscription, Tip of the Spear with the Spartan. On the other side, InfoWars, a true piece of history with the high-tech scabbard sheath that hooks on your belt. Simply amazing. Now look at this bad boy. It goes great in your purse, great in your car, right on your side, high-tech sheath. Doesn't come out, but easily doesn't fall out, but easily pulls out. This won't run out of bullets. This will defend you and your family. Just grab a 1776 on one side, collectible, limited edition, Alex Jones signature on the other side. And it comes with this collectible gift case. Makes an amazing gift as well. And then, as I was mentioning, look at these coins. There are only a few hundred left of each one of these. Only 5,000 were made of each. You've got, due to popular demand, Alex Jones on one side, InfoWars on the other. Then you've got one of my favorites, Paul Revere, his Midnight Ride, Our Lives, Our Fortune, and Our Honor, Declaration of Independence on the other. Then you've got the Tip of the Spear Spartan helmet and the Gadsden flag snake with the spear through the middle, Tip of the Spear. And then this one, they hold back only a few hundred of these. Even though these were available anymore, Trump, fight, 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 battle for the Republic, commemorating President Trump. All four of these coins are about to sell out. You can get them discounted individually or even bigger discount when you get all four together. Right now, part of the Blades and Bullion Super Sale. These are collectible. These are great prices. This knife right here sells for $100 in stores. We bought 5,000 of them. They're almost sold out, but it's selling to you for $78, and it funds the operation. Same thing with this. This knife sells all day for $150 in stores. We bought a whole bunch of them. So it's massively discounted to you. And you talk about defending yourself and your family, this is it. And you're also funding the Tip of the Spear and the information war while you do this, so you cannot lose. The only way you fail is not taking action at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get the Ultra Breath and Elite Blue, get the very best Irish Sea Moss, the very best Shilajit, the very best turmeric. It's all there, and it funds this operation. I cannot do this without you. I try to bring you really cool things that I think are amazing, the best supplements, you name it. So you buy it, you get it, you love it, it empowers you, and you're happy with what you did. You continue to support us. I want a long-term relationship with you. I want to thank those who have supported the broadcast. I want to encourage those of you who have been on the fence to take action now, get amazing products, and keep us on the air. Be part of history. Thank you so much.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Hey, by the way, just to give you a little ammo here, because I see the attacks about January 6th and Trump happening. Now that Trump has ruled out the National Guard and federalized the police in D.C., so here comes the left. And it's almost like, the left is so irrelevant politically. It's like most of the time I don't even address their propaganda anymore because it's just there's no point. It's just wasted space. But on this issue, we'll give you the ammo here just real quickly. No, Trump did not stand down the National Guard on January 6th. No, Trump was not responsible for there not being a proper police presence that day. It was literally Pelosi and Bowser. It was literally the Democrats. And just so you can see, I have all the proof for you today. Here's Pelosi with her daughter shooting the documentary conveniently that day, like they knew it was going to happen. Here's Pelosi saying she blames herself for standing down the troops that Trump requested in clip 13.
Should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
They thought that they had sufficient resources.
No, there's not a question of how they had, but they don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more.
I take responsibility for them not having more. There it is, Nancy Pelosi. Here's a letter from Democrat Mayor Mariel Bowser on January 5th, 2021. Here she is refusing the National Guard that Trump requested. Okay? So I'm already seeing the left put out this propaganda about Trump federalizing D.C., and they're saying, oh, January 6th. He didn't call the National Guard for that because he wanted there to be a riot. He wanted it to happen. You're liars. You're lying scum. Nancy Pelosi stood down the Capitol Police. Mayor Mariel Bowser stood down the National Guard. The Democrats did it. You filthy liars. All right. Now, we've got that out of the way. Let's take a couple calls, shall we? We shall. Let's go to, let's see here. How about Josh in Canada? We had a story in Canada. Hey, Josh, we had a story in Canada earlier on the Jones Show. I interviewed a gentleman who stood up against your forest tyranny there.
Oh, yeah, no, it's way worse than that. I know you guys love your analogies. I know you go for sports, but I'll give you a Marvel one. Canada's basically at this point the what if Trump didn't get his true power before the United States.
All right, hold on, Josh. Hold on a second. I want to hear you here, but it sounds like you're juggling things and now you got a dog biting at your ankles. Do you want to take a second or do you want to try again?
Give me a second. I'll tell you what.
Hold on. I don't mind. It's all right. Put him on hold. It's right. You've been on hold for a minute, so I understand you got stuff to do. I'm not mad. But I just couldn't hear you. And also, a Marvel analogy will go right over my head, just FYI. I don't know. I don't know anything about Marvel. So anyway, let's go to Mike in Ohio then. Mike in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How we doing?
Good. Thank you.
Hey. So I had a couple points real quick. I also was listening earlier when you were hosting Alex's show about the Canadian stuff. There was a caller, I think, that was talking about hunting varmints or something. Do you remember that call?
I don't recall that exact phrase.
Yeah, I know he had mentioned something about squirrels, and I just caught the end of it.
Yes. The guy that was selling frogs, and the Fed showed up at his house for selling frogs. Yeah, okay.
Yes, and I didn't know what he was selling, but I know in the United States, there's a Supreme Court case. It's called Ludwig versus Massachusetts, 427 U.S. 618. And that actually gives you the right to request a jury trial de novo at the beginning of your trial. And this is something I think is really important. People got to start taking stuff to the court, you know, even simple tickets, whatnot. I had called you a while back about a texting while driving ticket.
Yeah.
And I learned all this while I was doing it, and the courts basically swindled me into taking it to the appellate court, which I requested a jury trial de novo, but anyways, long story short, if you request this at the beginning of your trial, and there are only fines applicable, no jail time, the court's going to tell you you're not allowed a jury trial. If they find you guilty, they automatically have to grant you this jury trial de novo. So you can get a jury trial for simple traffic infringements, things like that.
Yeah, but, and you know, I don't want to spend too much time on this issue here, but You know, what they do is, first of all, they count on you not even knowing these basic legal precedents or even your own basic rights. But what they do is, more specifically probably in federal cases, but they do this in local cases too, is they'll kind of put the bum rush on you and basically imply that you're going to get the worst possible outcome unless you agree to waive your rights. And so that's how they kind of do this, is they'll say, hey, waive your right to your jury, waive your right to a speedy trial, all this other stuff, and waive your rights here, and we can kind of delay this process out, give you some time to breathe, and negotiate the most favorable deal for you. So that's kind of how they do this.
No, it's totally a corporate system these days, and they don't want to cut their cash cow off. You know what I mean? I mean, in my case, they literally said that the law doesn't apply to the law says that it doesn't apply to first responders. The Fifth District Court said, no, it doesn't say that it doesn't apply. It says that it's legal grounds for them to put in an argument. And I'm like, how can you say it doesn't apply when the law says
it? You know, we could do a whole show here. And Mike, I know you called in about something else, so I'll give you a chance to make your point here. But I could do a whole show just from my social circle, let's say. I mean, we could do a whole show. Legal disaster stories, like just crazy stuff that happens in even the most minute, you know, allegations, like crazy legal disasters. We could do a whole show on that. That'd be kind of fun.
And especially you. I mean, all the listeners witnessed your story.
My situation is obviously political. I'm talking about non-political stuff that just gets caught up in the courts, and it's just like, what in the hell goes on with this stuff? I know a couple of them right now of people that are just kind of keeping me posted on their stuff. It's not political stuff. It's just crazy stuff you go through. Just insane.
The railroading is unreal by the court system.
Exactly.
High end. But, you know, to the point why I had called, you know, and I hate to disagree with you, and like I told the screener, you know, I feel like, you know, maybe you just don't want to be blackpilled on the whole Trump Epstein thing, but he might not be diddling kids, but there is something in those files that is keeping that man from standing up against Israel, standing up against Mossad, the Central Intelligence Agency. We all see it. We all know it. And it's unfortunate. You know, I did vote for him all 3 years, and I feel like, you know, I'm definitely a constituent. So it's like, why are you railroading us on this and then just not delivering on anything? You know, I feel like we're going to get sucked into World War III. You know, I'm an electrician. I got tons of young apprentices at work, and I see them all having to go off to war, and it's just, hell, it might even be me. I mean, I'm 44, you know. Eventually,
well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if we'll get to that point. I hope not. I mean, that would be worst case scenario, and I do genuinely believe that Trump doesn't want war. Now, that could be a separate issue from, say, the Epstein files or the Israeli influence. But I virtually have said that, and I've even played the clips. I mean, you have former Israeli intelligence assets doing interviews, and they're like, yeah, we're blackmailing Trump, and we're getting him to do our bidding. And that's what this whole drip, drip, drip now. It's like, why is all the Trump Epstein stuff drip, drip, dripping now? Because the Democrats never had it. Of course the Democrats would have done this in 2016 or 2020 or 2024. They never had it. The Trump Epstein file with all the drip, drip, drip stuff you're getting, this is not coming from America, folks. It's coming from Israel. And I mean, to a certain degree, I give Trump credit because they're obviously going for regime change in Iran. And Trump was able to kind of stave that off, at least momentarily. He gave them the strikes and he's saying, no, we destroyed it. Stop talking about it. And now he's just letting him connect him to Epstein, and he's just still keeping us from getting further involved in Iran. So it's like, on one side, it's like, geez, Trump, it's the most pro-Israel thing you've ever seen. I thought this was Make America Great Again. And then on the other side, it's like, no, they're trying to blackmail him into a bigger war, and so far he's been able to stay out of it. So you always take the good with the bad in politics. But, I mean, this is coming out of Israel again. Netanyahu is claiming that the Iranians are still building nukes. Just get ready. This is going to be the next big thing. So Netanyahu's last push
You may have seen it. He did a whole video presentation. It was all in English, by the way. Why do you think it's in English? Because the propaganda is aimed at us. Amid water crisis, Netanyahu speaks directly to people of Iran, offers hope of cooperation. Honestly, it's disgusting. Netanyahu is now, in English, saying to the Iranian people, go start a revolution. Netanyahu is now saying to the Iranians, go out in the streets and protest and take out your regime. And then we'll fill in the vacuum when you're done. This guy's disgusting, man. This guy, that's why it's so sad to see Trump arm in arm with this guy. Because he's the biggest villain on the planet. And even if you want to try to remove some of the emotion from it and just look at it from a strictly straight-lined political, geopolitical perspective, Netanyahu has been lobbying the United States since the 1980s to get involved in the Middle East on Israel's behalf. And we have, and it's been a disaster for us. So even if you don't think he's a bad guy, it's undeniable Netanyahu's influence on our foreign policy has been a disaster for what we've done in the Middle East. So this is going to fail. Netanyahu is not going to start a revolution in the streets of Iran. It's not going to happen. So that's going to fail. And then he's going to come back and he's going to say Iran has nukes. And he's going to try to pressure Trump into starting a regime change war. Now, did they exhaust all of their Trump Epstein stuff? Do they have anything left in the tank? Did they already drip it all out and that's all they got? And if that's the case, we'll probably stay out of it. But if they try to ramp up this pressure again, then it's going to be a bad look. And Netanyahu is up there bragging about how they have water in Iran while the people in Gaza have none and the people in Iran supposedly don't have water. I don't even know what that's about, but it doesn't even matter. That's propaganda aimed at you. That's why he's speaking in English, because it's aimed at you. So I just can't even believe that. Netanyahu telling the Iranian people to have a revolution. Wow. Okay. And it's also he can go in there and justify bombing it. Now President Trump is being pressured to designate the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. What even is the Muslim Brotherhood? Does anybody know what this even is? Like, what are the tenets? What is the infrastructure? Who are the Muslim Brotherhood? Who are the leaders? Who are the I don't even know what this is. It just looks like more propaganda to me. But oh, I'm sure this is being done on behalf of Qatar. You know, this is more Qatari influence there. Designating the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. These damn Qataris, man, I'll tell you. Just everywhere, huh? Just can't shake them. All right, we're going to give Josh in Canada a second go here. Josh, let's see if Josh is ready. Go ahead.
No, you literally called it. They were biting the ankles.
Yep, well, you're good now.
Okay, perfect. As far as it goes with the guest you guys had on today, Canada has basically fallen.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. I know you're not the hugest fan of Trump right now, but think of Hillary Clinton for the last 14 years, and that's what you're looking at. Like, we're kind of destroyed right now.
What do you have any hope? Where do you think it goes?
Where I am, I won't lie. I'm planning on the next 18 months. I'm leaving the country. I'm finding a different place to go. If you guys can find a proper president, I might go that way. I might have second plans.
So you want to move to the States is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of options here. You know, we got 50 states. So you can really customize what you want based off of, you know, climate, economy, metropolitan life. I mean, whatever it is, man, we got 50 options for you here.
Hey, no, trust me, I've been doing some research, but I'm looking at South America at this point. But I called in because I'm the guy that called in with the glaucoma a while ago that had fixed it right up. But I found something else I threw into the mix because I'm on the power drive. I'm on the optimal human.
a couple other things that you guys sell and a couple of things that you guys don't sell. But the colloidal silver, I took it the last 2 days, and holy crap, like, this just lit me up like a jack-o'-lantern.
Interesting. Well, colloidal silver, very well researched, a lot of positive things.
Apparently, it kicks in a couple of the vitamins that are in the optimal human, like into overdrive, and mixed in with the methylene blue. It kind of kicks that one into the point of almost Palpatine powers.
Boy, that's a hell of a concoction there, Josh.
Oh, trust me, if you knew how much I spent in the store in the last couple of months. Trust me, anybody that's tried it, everybody's different, but if you got it sitting in your dresser somewhere, try mixing those two together. Alex, you got a debate tonight, mix that in. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Josh, appreciate your continued support. Appreciate your call. There you go. It's all at the alexjonesstore.com. Yes, Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes debate, T-minus 10 minutes from now. We'll be simulcasting that here on the show. I guess 4 hours of me on InfoWars is enough for you heathens, right? It's got to be enough. All right, Josh, thank you for the call. So this was Caroline Leavitt earlier today talking about some of the plans for the federalization of D.C. Let's hear it here in clip 12.
The Metropolitan Police Department, with the support of the new federal agencies who have been surging on the streets of the District of Columbia, are going to enforce the laws that are already on the books here in Washington, D.C. For far too long, these laws have been completely ignored, and the homelessness problem has ravaged the city. So D.C. Code 22-1307 and D.C. Municipal Regulation 24-100 give the Metropolitan Police Department the authority to take action when it comes to homeless encampments. So homeless individuals will be given the option to leave their encampment, to be taken to a homeless shelter, to be offered addiction or mental health services, and if they refuse, they will be susceptible to fines or to jail time. Again, these are pre-existing laws that are already on the books. They have not been enforced, which is part of the reason for this federalizing of the National Guard to bring in this assistance for law enforcement. While we are targeting criminals and trying to remove criminals off of the streets, we also want to make D.C. safe and beautiful, and that involves removing mentally disturbed individuals and homeless encampments as well. So we will be using these regulations and code that already exists to clean up our streets.
Now, I would advise one thing here when approaching this, and Caroline Leavitt has been, she's been pretty good as press secretary. Anytime you're a press secretary for a president, you're going to end up in some tough situations and probably be forced to lie. And then you get to decide whether you want to stick around or not. Jen Psaki decided not. So I would just advise, because it comes off very callous, it comes off very cold, and it kind of feeds into this mentality that somehow getting the homeless off the streets, getting the mentally deranged and the drug addicts off the streets, fending for themselves into centers that where they can get help, it kind of feeds into that, oh, it's inhumane mentality, which is wrong. So I would say, you need to approach it. You can't just sit there and read off a script. You can't just sit there and make it about legalese and stuff. No, the approach here needs to be very, very soft. It needs to be very soft. It needs to be very forgiving. And it needs to be like, you know, it's actually extremely heartbreaking. Everybody's seen it. It's heartbreaking. You see the mentally deranged on the streets and they're suffering. You can see it. They look sick. They look hungry. They're begging. Many times they're beyond just disheveled, but even covered in their own feces. And so this is a very sad situation. And unfortunately, it's going to require a bit of a tough response. But we're doing this to help them. So it's not just about cleaning up the cities, but they need help too. And it turns out that putting them on the streets to fend for themselves was the inhumane thing to do, and it's also bad for city life. So this is very difficult. It's very heartbreaking. Nobody wins here, but we're going to try to help these people. They've been ignored and their problems for too long. We're going to try to help them. So, I mean, just coming up there and just reading off a script or, like, reading legal code, that kind of feeds into the cold, callous mentality of this approach.
So that would be my only advice to the White House would just be just kind of change the messaging a little bit, just kind of change the delivery a little bit, because you don't want another reason for the right wing to be considered cold and callous. Here's a crazy story. This is Tim Ballard. He's in Syria rescuing children from the disaster over there. Holding back tears, talking about a run-in he had with a child in clip 10.
Go ahead. So, guys, thank you for your prayers, your support. We got out. We exfilled from Syria. Most of the team is still there right now, and I don't even know how to tell you what we just saw. An 8-year-old girl who died right in front of me. A 5-year-old girl, her face completely blown off. The good news is we're there. We have a plan. God has opened the doors, and we got some out, and we're going to get more. While we were there, Ford deployed in Syria, we got this little baby out. I don't have time to edit anything, so I'm going to just slide right or something. This little baby, she was crying in my arms, and we looked at each other, and just look at her eyes. And she stopped crying, and she locked eyes with me, I'm not kidding, for like 4 minutes, and we have the video footage to show later. And she started smiling, and I thought I was comforting her, but she was talking to me. Okay, and it was a plea from her to us. We can get them out. We know what to do. I can't give you all the plans. We're spinning up phase 2 right now, a very dangerous part. I have to exfil because, believe it or not, I got to go to Latin America now.
Now, folks, this situation in that region of the world is only getting worse. And now Netanyahu just came out and said, we're going for greater Israel. So, we were right all along. It was their plan all along. And clearly Netanyahu doesn't give a damn about all the death and suffering in Gaza, the West Bank, the Golan Heights, Lebanon, Jordan, or Syria. He doesn't give a damn. He's the most cold-hearted son of a bitch on the face of the earth right now. And hey, you know what? I mean, again, to his credit, you're going to run an operation like this, I guess you have to completely dehumanize yourself. I guess you have to completely separate yourself from the suffering of other humans. Whatever it takes to do that, I don't know. I can't relate. Why are children being slaughtered in Syria? Why are children being slaughtered in Gaza? Why are Christians under attack in that region? It's all because Netanyahu's vision for a greater Israel. And he's doing it. And all the people that were called conspiracy theorists all of these years for saying this is what they're doing, now the cat's out of the bag. Anyone going to give the conspiracy theorists credit for being 100% right about Israel's plan under Netanyahu? Because it's getting pretty nasty over there, in case you haven't seen.
You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theultrasound.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know.
I like it better than doing like a 5-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try, you'll be hooked and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue bare minimum at thealexostore.com. Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list or text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. when you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.